Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The left fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman strikes out. There goes Morrison. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Morrison is out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Adams scores. Weiniger moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to third. Mullins moves to second. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. Mullins scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 2 in the game. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Verhoeven now pitching. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Fran Mullins. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Sofield moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Sofield scores. Castano moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive towards short. Cruz catches it and throws to second to double up Castano. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing second base. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cruz strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Leo Sutherland pinch hits for Rusty Koontz. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Sutherland now playing left field. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Dave Edwards pinch runs for Jose Morales. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is walked intentionally. Gary Ward pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Gary Ward now playing left field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Castano reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Powell moves to second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano scores. Powell moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Rich Wortham now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Proley now pitching. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.